Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. And also sitting here with the table with me is Mary Ann Williams. Mama, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. It's my son. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Well, listen, we know that today is April the 12th, 2018. And this is another opportunity for us to just communicate to people during Financial Literacy Month. This is the time where we want to do something to educate you, you who are the listeners. And this is the time when you have the opportunity to just really just come into the table, be able to really be able to say, listen, I have some questions about something. I have some concerns about something. And if you don't do that, then at the end of the day, it's really not anybody else's fault but yours, because God has provided an outlet. He's provided this platform for all of us to be able to ask questions. Because truth be told, Mama, there's a lot of things going on when it comes to possessions and resources and finances that we just don't know. I mean, every time we come on to the air, it's not about everything that we know. We're looking to gain some type of knowledge. We want the Lord to reveal in some way, shape, or form something that can be very beneficial to us. And so I wanted to just really expound a little bit on this whole notion of tithing. You know, again, tithing is one of those topics that the conversations oftentimes just don't happen inside of church. They don't happen inside of church other than from the perspective, in most cases, many cases, from basing this, that statement is being based upon what you're saying to us, those of you who are listening and communicate with PRF in various other ways, is not being communicated. It is not, there's not time being taken out for it. And the truth be told, this is just one particular area of possessions, resources, and finances. This is just one. This is not everything, but for some reason it keeps coming up, keeps coming up, keeps coming up. And so if it continues to keep coming up, that should be an indication. And in the investigative world, it's called a clue. You know, a lot of people watch CSI and all that. This is a clue that there's something else that we're needing in need of. And as I said before, that if you don't ask the question, or if you ask the question, then you can get the answer. But if you never ask the question, then how in the world can you ever expect to get the answer? And people have questions about some of these things. And when people have questions about some of these things, and then there's nobody there to give them the answer, then oftentimes that's when opportunities like this come up for us as the PRF Institute to be able to say, listen, we know you have questions about some of these things. Here's an opportunity for you to ask those questions. And we know some of the questions that some of you have as well. And because we know some of the questions that you have as well, then we're going to just throw out a couple of things in case you don't have the courage right now to be able to say, I don't know about this. Amen. And so one of the things that has come up before was about paying tithes. Paying tithes. That's something that's come up before, right? We've heard that over and over and over. And you know that if you go to the website, prfministry.org, you know that we have a wonderful resource for you written by author Paula Brooks, and the name of the resource is called Stop Paying Tithes. That's the name of the resource. So we encourage everybody to go out there and get it. We're giving you 30-minute shows every Thursday here on the PRF table, but when you have a resource that goes a lot more in-depth than we're going to go into during a 30-minute segment, then the reality is you're saying to God, I desire to be informed, because everybody doesn't know how to extrapolate things out of the Word of God. That's the truth of the matter. Everybody doesn't know how to do that. And so let's just start there, Mama. I want to start there. I want to start there where this thing of paying tithes. Now, I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but again, the name of the book by Paula Brooks is Stop Paying Tithes. And one of the things that we teach in our course on tithing out of law or love, this is one of the more advanced topics. This is not something that comes in the basic, but one of the points that we make in the advanced topic, I'm not going to give you everything, I'll give you a little bit, is you pay your bills. You give your tithes.
Amen. That's good.
You pay your bills, you give your tithes. Now, let's break that down into a conjoining sentence, if you will. You pay your bills, you give your tithes. If you were to look inside of the Word of God, you do not see that anywhere where tithes are given, nowhere will you see where tithes are given that people are paying these things as if to be paying a bill. You don't see it. It's not there. Not going to find it. If you try to find it and you find something close, we'll be willing to listen to you. But you see that there are things like debts. These are things that oftentimes, you know, sometimes are bills and sometimes they're not. You know, you got to understand what is a bill? A bill, we have an electric bill, right? You use service, you're in your house, and then they send you a bill every month for what you've used. So you get a bill from the electric company. You get a bill from the water company. You get a bill from the gas company. You get those bills after you've used the service.
Yes.
Now, so that's one type of bill, right? Then you have another type of bill. You get a cable bill, not based upon the service that you use, but the services that you signed up for, right? Mm-hmm. So every month your cable bill, unless you're ordering pay-per-view or Playboy Channel and things of that nature, then your bill is probably not going to change from month to month. It's going to stay basically the same every single month. So that's not something that you're getting billed for based upon after you use it. It's an established. You pay $22 a month for internet. You pay $22. Those are bills. Now, there's repercussions that happen when you don't pay your bills.
Amen.
Right? Do not pay your light bill this month. Don't pay it. Well, that doesn't mean that your lights are going to be cut off because you don't pay your light bill this month. But what it does mean is you may encounter an extra fee added on to that.
Yes.
You may encounter an extra fee because you didn't pay it. Because, see, when it comes to something being a bill, the whole thing with a bill is you have entered into some type of agreement with somebody that if they give you this, then what's going to happen is you're going to pay them your bill that you said you're going to pay them when you say you're going to pay it. See, this is why this whole thing about paying tithes doesn't even make sense. Because bills are things that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We've created those bills, small or large. You are not going to get charged by a cable company when you don't have cable.
That's right.
You don't get charged for car insurance when you've never signed up for car insurance. So with tithes, why it doesn't even make sense when people have say these words about paying their tithes, because a bill is something that you create. Tithes is something that God created. God created tithes. He directed tithes. So it's on two totally opposite sides of the spectrum, if you will. And let me say this about bills. and what we're talking about, because we're talking about language, and language is important to communication, and is also important to understanding, and is also important to helping us understand why there's also misunderstandings, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody may say, well, Dr. Dunlap, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter about, you know, whether we pay in tithes or whether we're giving tithes. All that matters is that we do it.
Do it.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how we say, okay, but here's what's the matter with that thought process. When you have that type of thought process and you say it doesn't matter, then let's go to something else, because words matter.
Amen.
So if it doesn't matter how it's being communicated, then you have to ask yourself, how in the world does it affect somebody else when they hear this? See, you don't know where people come from within different denominations, religious settings, what they've been taught in seminary, what's been passed down through tradition. You don't know. And so if you communicate the wrong thing, then they'll take that thing based upon their understanding. And when they take it based upon their understanding, they communicate it to somebody else. And now we got people tripping out because of one word. Truth of the matter is this. We pay our bills and we give our tithes. So here's what I tell everybody to do. You don't have to, you know, pay attention to what I'm saying necessarily and say, well, just because Dr. Dunlap said it, that's it. It's settled. No. Go to the Word of God and to those scriptures that we've talked about as we've talked about tithing. And you can't even read this thing as a fiduciary obligation. This is where it becomes part of the problem. This is advanced. This is part of the advanced lesson in this course, Mama.
Yes.
If you see tithing as anything other than an expression of love and worship, you may have missed point of it.
That's good.
See, for me to say that I believe in tithing and I know the scriptural references, I say, man, I'm not doing this out of this obligation. I'm doing it because God just said do it. And there's a whole lot more benefit for me and my household. See, I think for me and my household, when I'm obedient to God, it's more benefit when I'm obedient to God. And so when you look at the whole totality of this thing, it's not about, it's not about the fact that if I don't do it, what bad things are going to happen. See, first of all, most people don't even have any idea about the scripture references other than Malachi, but the scripture references where God said what to do and how he said to do it and why he said to do it. And that reverential fear for God, the reverential fear, is not the fear, if you don't do this, I'm going to get you. You don't come in the house on time, I'm going to take your car away. I'm not going to let you have this party this weekend. This thing is not punitive. God didn't institute this about being punitive. See, when folks go to Malachi, that's because there was an issue with it. That's what's coming out of Malachi. There was an issue with what folks were doing with the tithe. It wasn't the fact that folk was not tithing. This is what those leaders were doing with the tithes.
Amen.
So again, the word matters. If you tell me that the word doesn't matter, then now you've opened yourself up to a whole lot of religious criticism that you'll never be able to get out of. Because here's what I would say. Okay, well the word says this. So once you start saying that words do not matter, but then you want to take me to the word, then I'm going to say, well, that word really doesn't matter. I'm not being antagonistic, right? What I'm saying is, yes, words do matter, because words are how we frame, or the way words come out is how we frame the way we operate based upon words. Everything ain't pictures. We ain't free. It's based upon words.
Amen.
You're not going to church on Sunday morning looking at a slideshow. You're going to church on Sunday morning and you're getting an audible word. You may get a something on the screen that actually has some words on the screen as well. But the truth of the matter is you're getting an audible word because the words matter.
Yes.
So again, I'm trying to just tell people, listen, you pay your bills, and God desires. This is what I believe. This is my belief. And God ain't just told me this, but this is my belief for you listening, that God desires that you don't look at tithing as this thing, as this thing about being a bill. You look at tithing as an act of an expression of love and worship with God and your family. Because that's what
that's
scripture
good.
Will lead you to believe if you read it and where God said, this is what I want you to do. Yeah, so no. Stop paying. I'm with Paula Brooks all day long. Stop paying tithes. And again, what that is going to require is that so many of my religious leaders, people who have positions, titles, man-made, ordained by God, whatever, it doesn't matter, in a title or position, you have it. And it's going to take anybody who says things like this, if you don't give God the 10, he will take away the 90. Can I tell you something? That is a fear tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's demonic in nature. I said it. It's demonic in nature. Because oftentimes it is so clearly aligned with manipulation in order to get money out of your pocket. If you got to go through all that, you might as well keep it. If it takes all of that, you might as well keep it, because there's something wrong with the heart. When we read what God said, there couldn't have been any issue with giving of the tithes from the scriptures that we read regarding tithing. Because what did God do? He provided them a harvest to be able to give this, to bring this to where God said to bring it. God said that. God did that. So, again, no, stop. Stop all this demonic, spiritual wickedness. Anybody who's doing it, no condemnation unless you continue to do it. If you continue to do it, you should feel condemned. Every time you open your mouth, you should be choking. Because that is not the way God communicated it to his people. So why, listen to this, if God communicated it in a loving way to his people about, here's what I want you to do. We enter into the land, here's how I want you to do. I want you to bring the 10%. If God communicated that in love, why is it being communicated to so many from mankind in what is a very harsh, evil tone? Oh, okay, I'm going too far because I'm talking about evil, though. Folks just need to do it. Listen, let me tell you something. The next time any of you hear any pastor say, or any other religious leader, that if you don't give the 10, God will take the 90, I would love for y'all to go a little further with that. If that's what you, because you say it, right? You say it, I got you, okay? That's because that's what you've heard. What, you know, all right, my brother, my sister, that's what you know. That's what you believe you're doing is right. Okay. So now, then I want you to go a little further, though, right? Go a little further right after that, after you say that, and then say, now, anybody who has not given the 10, raise your hand. anybody who's not, you have not tied, not to put anybody on the spot about, you know, make a few people feel guilty or anything. That's not what we're talking about, right? Then listen, if you haven't, if mm-hmm. you have not given the 10 before, when you've received your paycheck or whatever, right? Just raise your hand. Now, and then it would be kind of interesting to kind of be like, okay, you know, we, I know we normally got 40 people in church on Sunday, and man, like 30 of y'all hands went up. Okay. Now, when you didn't give the 10, I want you to raise your hand. Those of you who, you know, the 30 of you or 40 of you, here's what I want you to do next. I want you to raise your hand if when you didn't give the tithe, the other 90% of your income was just sucked dry. I don't believe. Those of y'all who say that, I want y'all to test this. I want you to test it. Test the spirit of what I'm saying. And I want, because if people don't raise their hand, I'm just curious of what this would look like. 30 of y'all raised your hand out of this church that, yeah, you've held back the tithe for whatever reason. You haven't given a tenth. You know, it was coming up to the holiday time, and, you know, it was coming up to school time, and somebody needs, you know, needs school clothes, or it's coming around Easter time, got to have a new Easter suit, or the new Easter dress, or it's just a special anniversary at the church, so you got to have this new hat, right, for the mother, okay, whatever you did with it, right, whatever you've done with it, you know, emergency came up, didn't have money, said whatever you've done with it. So then I take it here. So you got 40 people in the church, 30 people raised their hand. I've held back on the side. I haven't, you know, every time I got paid a couple times, didn't get my. Now, here's what I want you to do. When you've done that, raise your hand if all of the 90% of what you didn't give was taken away. God took it away. Had, you know, emergency. Yeah, your car going to break down. What? Why would you speak blessing? Why would you speak curses over somebody like that?
Oh,
why would you do
God.
That? Because, again, oh, my goodness, that it gets kind of crazy when you hear these things.
That's
when you really think about what is being said.
I know.
I'm like, hold
I know.
On. What you speak? Okay, hold on. Because, see, my question is, did God tell you to say that, or is that what you've heard and that's what you have learned through tradition? that's what God is going to do. But when those folk don't raise their hand and you may, I mean, mama, listen, I can tell you there has been, I'm sure there has been it ain't the case with me, but I'm sure there's been some folks that I know that have tied, but I ain't never heard nobody say, man, my check was $1,000. I didn't give $100 this week and God took the 900. Okay. So think about this. Just think about what's being said, because words matter.
Yes.
If you don't give the 10, God's going to take the 90. Well, let me ask this question. Why would he take the 90 and leave you 10? I know how to mess you up right there on that one. I know how to mess some folk up with that one. How do you even come up with? How does anybody even come up with that? God's going to take the 90 and leave you with the 10. Okay, so then my next question is, let's go a little bit further, right? That's the last couple of minutes. Let's go a little bit further. So when he takes the 90 from whoever these mythological people are in the congregation, when he takes the 90 from them, what do they do? See, now, so watch this. You got $1,000 this week in your check. You didn't give the 100 for whatever reason. And your leader or whoever said that God's going to take the 90 from you. And so if you had the 90 taken away from you, then the biggest question is, what did you do operating off 10%? How in the world did you make it on $100 that week? If God's going to take the 90, right? He took the 900 and left you with 100, right? Because that's what they seem saying to y'all. So my question is, I need somebody to tell me, right? Because folk have not tithed. We do know this in many churches. I want somebody to tell me how they made it with the $100.
for the whole week.
I want somebody
month.
To sell. Yeah.
Whole month.
Like the way you pay bills, right? You pay this, you get paid every other week, right? Or you know, or every week you pay this
once
with this
month.
Check, you pay that with that check. How in the world did somebody make it? And then the question is, if they see, we should know these things. You should be able to know if I had $1,000 and all of a sudden now I got to operate off $100. How I make it? How I get back and forth to work? Where I get money for gas? How am I eating? And so if that is what you're putting out there, how in the world is it? What's going on when those things happen? And then more especially, since you don't put it out there and spoke that over somebody's life, what did you do to now help them? Because just because people make certain mistakes,
mm-hmm.
if it was a mistake, right? I messed up my money,
mm-hmm.
somebody may say it. Or because, you know, I'm already robbing Peter, pay Paul, somebody, whatever was the reason why it didn't happen, what did you do? Those of my colleagues that like to speak this, what did you do to help that brother or that sister that now got to live off $100 until next week? Oh, because that goes into another thing, which we're not going to really deal with in the next 4 minutes. But if
mm-hmm.
somebody's in need, oh, do you just help the ones who are tithing and say the heck with the ones who are not tithing? See, you got that. You got yourself in that situation. If you'd have gave the 10, he wouldn't have took the 90. But what did that look like? Something had to happen in order for the 90 to be taken away, right? You say you'll get a flat tire, you get a car, you know, you'll have an unexpected bill, all these type of things. Okay, so now your brother, your sister is in destitute. What you do to the least of these, you do unto me. So if a person doesn't have any food or water or shelter because they didn't tithe, you done spoke it on them and it came true. So you take some ownership and some responsibility in that as well. What do you do to help them after that? Or do you not help them because they didn't tithe? Very interesting to think about and understanding that the words that are being communicated truly, truly matter. So, yeah, mama, you pay your bills. Oh, so watch this. Okay. If you pay your tithes, watch this. If you pay your tithes, the last couple of minutes, if you pay your tithes, right, that's what you do. You pay your tithes, and you're running this thing as the same understanding and method of how you pay your bills. You know what the truth of the matter is also? A lot of folks don't pay their bills. So if you don't pay your bills on time for whatever reason, right? You know, somebody may have just become unemployed. Somebody, the snow may have stopped people from working and because they work for
mm-hmm.
hourly rate, you know, there's reasons why folks can't pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks are not able to pay bills and you're looking at tithing as a bill, then you should expect that the tithe ain't going to get paid either. Oh, my goodness. I'm cracking you up tonight, Baba. But I'm just so serious. So
because I've been told that. That's why I can just relate to it.
Yeah,
someone in your family takes sick, and you don't have the money for the operation. You know, all kinds of things.
Yeah, give. I'm not even gonna get. Yeah, so. Yeah, they help folks pay bills. That's it. We're gonna leave. Oh my goodness, this has been a good one. Maybe we'll continue it on next week. I don't know what God is gonna do, but until then, we just say thank you. God bless you, all of you. Thank you for being with us here on the PRF table. Join us next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on the PRF table, where we talk more about potential resources and finances. Hopefully, you can make you laugh again, because my goodness, we gotta help folks to laugh about some of this stuff. Because for a long time, folks been crying about this type of thing. God is like, look, I got something better for you. I just need you to do it. Like I've been telling you to do it all the time. You just ain't looked for it. You been listening to somebody else, and you just ain't looked for it. But it's there. I got a way for you to do it. and it's through love. That's all. So
that,
mama,
Amen.
listen, we're going to talk to y'all next week. God bless you. I'm up in Philly right now. I leave out tomorrow, going back home. So
tell them I said hi.
I tell everybody you said hello while I'm here. So God bless you, mom. We love you. Peace.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.